From the Cutting Room of Barney Kettle. Written by Kate DeGoldi and read by David Vitusius. Barney watched Bambi's fingers not quite reaching the top of the tree, her arm drooping and extending and drooping again. He willed her arms upwards. He held his breath as Bambi's fingers wobbled and flailed and still fell short. And now, oh, it was so much more mysterious, so much more magical through the lens of a camera. Now, there was another arm coming into the frame, a jacket-covered arm with a big hand that plucked the star from Bambi's fingers and looped it neatly over the pale green sprig at the top of the tree. Barney moved the camera down the arm and onto the face of the knight in shiny armour. That was suit, of course. No one else would be wearing a jacket on such a hot day. He was wearing a buttoned shirt and tie, too. Barney held the camera on suit as Bambi flung her arms around his neck and bounced a little on her bare feet, springy with gratitude. Suit stood stiff as a mannequin, his arms by his side, his face startled under a barrage of Bambi's kisses. Barney moved back to the star, zooming in again, until the star filled the frame. He gazed for a long time at the star's glitter face, its stiff, curved edges, and as he gazed, he listened. And now, somehow, the street sounds, the whoops and chatter, and toots and tunes were making an altogether new music in his ears. A big, glorious, swelling chorus. Oh yes, thought Barney, letting out a satisfied breath. It was a fine, fine soundtrack.